Chapter 9. Power.
I watched your video. I hate fucking rebels. A guard boomed.
Four of them encircled us, weapons drawn. We were the Paladins, protesting against Jessica 14's tyranny.
We're not your enemies, I appealed. Can't you see? Jessica is using you.
Paladin fucks. I don't care.
You should. We're your brothers.
I will not betray the Imperium.
I stepped forward.
We're fighting for you. Our brothers.
Back up now, all of you.
Sir? A paladin asked. I had sent a message to my fellows, a private one only they could see.
Let them shoot first. I'm recording.
Surrounded, weapons ready, we stood still. My hands shook, sweat trickling onto the mouse.
What now?
You're all under arrest.
A paladin trudged forward.
You can't arrest us for wanting freedom.
The guards unloaded a fierce torrent of laser fire into his skull.
Attack! I ordered.
We opened fire. Adrenaline coursed through my veins. The thunder of laser fire consumed all else. Everything on screen flared an invasive blue. You couldn't tell which gun the blasts came from. Heavily injured and down two men, we miraculously survived.
They'll bring backup. Take the balcony.
Yes, sir. My minigun gave us an advantage at close range. From a high vantage point, an otherwise short firefight would become a lengthy standoff. My breaths raw and uneasy, we waited. One of us peered out, falling victim to a well-placed sniper. If either side pressed an offensive, they'd fall victim to concentrated laser fire. The men who had respawned were already fighting in their own pockets. You have limitless lives on Galactic Conquest. But our primary force held the balcony, home to Jessica 14's aristocracy. Who would break first? What did it say if the Paladins, a group many referred to as bandits, could hold the balcony hostage? A long game of snipers followed until finally Drax 14 arrived.
Everyone stand down, he ordered.
We lowered our weapons, meeting him outside in shoulder-to-shoulder formation.
I have the full video. They shot first, I said.
Drax 14 and Diabolus 034 scrutinized both parties, checking their weapons, kill counts and deaths.
I'll watch the video.
But you should have waited. Now we're at risk of civil war.
Just get rid of the family.
I agree with you. But that's up to Starboy 23.
When's he coming back?
Tomorrow. You may recruit supporters, if you wish.
Thank you.
But if I learn of any more attacks, I'm going to exile you all. If you try to come back after that, I'll shoot you myself.
This is bullshit, a paladin said. Remember, we're not trying to destroy the Imperium, I replied.
Drax, I want to speak with you in private, Diabolus 034 requested. I'll be back. Dismissed. Some joined us, mostly my men and our less skilled players. Others sympathised but didn't want to risk their ranks. Then you had all the hardliners, people who called us traitors and bandits. They wanted to prove our intentions were the destruction of the Shadow Imperium. We held firm for weeks, never wavered. Never fell for provocations. We had a theme song we used in our propaganda. Knights of Cydonia by Muse. Insane Killer 200 introduced me to a band called Disturbed. Thus, a new tradition was born. I had a playlist on Spotify. Music would accompany me into battle. Disturbed became my favourite band and still is to this day. Appropriately, Warrior was the first song I ever heard by them. The lyrics, the drums, the guitar solo. I'd heard nothing so riveting, so adrenaline-pumping, so energetic. But Disturbed was just a gateway drug. Later I would go on to discover Breaking Benjamin. Dream Evil. Avenged Sevenfold. And many more. I'd found a sound I identified with. A piece of my identity in emerging adolescence.
something that separated me from the Smash Brothers clique at Portum. Adults told me, video games rot your brain. It's all a bunch of noise. What did they know? I'd found empowerment, a place where I was happy. In real life, I couldn't take revenge on Susan or stop the pushing and shoving on the stairs at school. In Galactic Conquest, my enemies fell. I typed Jessica 14's name into Google and found his YouTube channel. Like me, he was an 11-year-old boy. Unlike me, he had lied about his identity. I sent a video of him singing One Direction songs to Starboy 23. Within a day, he'd been evicted from the Shadow Imperium. Subsequently, his YouTube channel was flooded with dislikes and venomous comments. An early birthday present. I'd returned to school reveling in my newfound power. 27th of the 8th, 2014. Dear parents, several of you know, I think, but I wanted to make sure that all our parents and students know that our headmaster, Alfie, died over the bank holiday weekend. He had been unwell and was unable to attend school last term. Tragically, he took his own life on Sunday. It is because of Alfie that Portum is here, and his passion for and commitment to inclusion and his support for Portum has been total. I cannot imagine Portum and Crown Heights School without his energy and enthusiasm and love. Our students have had different levels, types of interactions and contact with Alfie. He spent a lot of time up here, talking with us and eating our bananas. Please can you talk to your sons about it so that they are prepared, when they return to school, for the sadness and the tributes and memorial services they will encounter. I hope your summer break has been good. I'm pleased to tell you that our Year 11 boys did really well in their GCSEs. So proud of them. With good wishes, Charlotte. Everyone missed Alf. They erected a memorial swing in the Portum Garden. Students had built a shrine to him at the entrance. He had waved at me a few times, said hello with a bright smile. But he was just a face in a school I perceived as dangerous. Everyone talked about him while I still sought shelter under my hood. Armed with the iPod Nano I'd got for my birthday, I went on the bus each morning. Music helped with the journey. It was the lull between rushes on the stairs and preparation for battles in Galactic Conquest. I tried to attend lessons. I thought my experience online would help me academically. In fact, I never faltered on subjects where I could type an essay. History, religious education, English. But mathematics. What's the point of knowing the letter B equals 5? Languages. I only chose Spanish because it had the least homework and because it was closest to the exit corridor. With some coaxing from Charlotte and Lucas, I made my first friend, Jaden, one of the new Year 7s at Portum. We shared a bus and a lot of the same humour. It's lovely to see them chatting, our escort told my parents. The older boys glared, telling us to be quiet. You never shut up about Smash Brothers. The words were in my head, but they never left my mouth. With my own fragility in mind, I couldn't risk provoking anyone. They had introduced me to a TA, Oliver. He took me to lessons or to get my lunch when Lucas and Arthur weren't available. I swore at him a lot, hardly spoke to him. He has to earn my respect. Oliver had done nothing wrong, but Susan had left me hollow. I found it difficult to trust another TA. Egotism played a role too. My newfound power online affected who I perceived as an equal. Mrs. Strict might want to take your coat off, Oliver suggested. I ignored him, opening the classroom door.
Listen,
the teacher boomed. Oliver and I took our seats, her eyes pursuing us.
Take it off, now!
Her voice spewed sharp needles. I pulled my hood closer, concealing more of my face.
Well?
No, fuck you. No, fuck you. Why can't I say it?
She knelt down to my eye level, her breath brushing against my face. I turned to Oliver, his facial expression unmoving.
Max, let's go, he whispered. Fuck you. I'm not taking it off. I'm leader of the Paladins. High Commander in the Shadow Imperium. Why can't...
I gave a sheepish nod, leaving with Oliver.
See, I will not tolerate disrespect in my classroom, the teacher called, jabbing a finger at us. My face fizzed with heat.
Disrespect.
I peered at Oliver.
I've been an asshole. I'm sorry, Max, he lamented.
For what? It's my fault. I'm sorry for being such an asshole.
Rain battered us on the way out.
Apology accepted. At least you're safe from the rain.
Yeah, I guess.
We plodded through the playground, back into the building Portum was in.
I don't think she realised. She did. You were with me, but people like her don't give a crap.
I can have Charlotte talk to her for next time.
I'm not going back. And again, I'm sorry for being an asshole. I don't want to end up like her.
Boisterous laughter, screaming, everyone shoving each other, crammed into a tiny staircase. I'd lost sight of Lucas.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Run!
Two behemoths blocked my path. I couldn't escape. We funneled out slower than rush hour traffic on the North Circular. Shoved to the ground, forehead smashing into the cruel, mud-covered floor, I squeezed my throat, repelling the tears. Almost trampled, I rolled away from the stampede, limping outside.
Max, are you okay?
Lucas asked.
I'm fine.
A haunting void dominated my chest, squeezing tightly with every wounded step to the bus.
Hold it in.
I sat down next to Jaden, head bowed.
Max, I think Adrian shouted rape in the corridor.
He laughed. No response, not even a chuckle.
Are you all right? I...
My eyes detonated a flood of tears.
What happened to him?
One of the older boys asked.
You can tell us, honey. What's wrong? Someone from my old school attacked me with a knife. I'm going to kill their family.
Max is drunk, Roy blurted out.
Shut the fuck up, Roy, or I'll stick a compass up your fucking ass,
I yelled.
You're drunk. I'll shoot your dad, you fat fuck.
He fumbled with his seatbelt. Luckily, we were driving.
He's just upset, Roy. He doesn't mean it, the escort consoled.
But I stomped on his foot when leaving the bus, darting through the door, sobbing hysterically. The outstanding leader of the Paladins humbled, weeping into his mother's clothes.
Max, stop! You don't need a knife! Mum beseeched me. I do, or they'll kill me!
No one is going to kill you. She wrested the knife from my hands, preventing me from bringing it to school the next day.
Max, you don't have to go to Spanish anymore, but...
Charlotte said, only to be interrupted.
I'm not going to lessons today either. And that's fine. We can't force you to do anything. But your mother told me you wanted to bring a knife into school. And that's not okay. I need it.
No, you don't. You're safe at Portum. You don't need a weapon.
Bullshit.
And you know it's an offence to carry a knife. But without a weapon, what chance did I stand? The only place I could stand up for myself was Galactic Conquest. I had dominated Jessica 14. If ever he logged in, I'd be one of the first ones to try and kill him. An expression of power and the sole place of empowerment. Yet even there, things were changing. Drax 14 chose random people to become high-ranking officers, favouring them over members who had proved themselves and their loyalty. For representation, they came to me.
It's unfair, though, I protested. Most of them have been loyal for months.
I trust them, Drax 14 replied. It's his decision. Know your place, XMA, Diablos 034 added.
You're not
even in the Shadow Imperium. Don't give me that crap.
Need I remind you, they passed leadership of the Devil Dogs onto myself and Invicta 11.
Your leader left to join the army. Doesn't mean you can boss us around.
Drax, demote him.
For freedom of speech? Drax isn't corrupt like you.
XMA, stop or I will demote you.
But I've been loyal since the start.
Demoted,
Drax 14 declared.
Now I was only a rank above being a non-commissioned officer.
My heart fell. The horrible void returned.
You might want to leave. We have things to discuss.
Soon I and my fellow officers got called back. Drax 14 and Diablo 034 had made an important decision. Because Starboy 23 was busy with high school, Drax 14 would take ownership of the guild. Given Starboy 23's misstep with the marriage and his inactivity, it made sense. He'd succeed more as a commander. I supported the idea, but suggested the lower ranks vote for who they wanted as leader. The other high ranks overwhelmingly rejected my proposal, and everyone bickered amongst themselves.
This is a power grab, I said.
No, it isn't. Starboy is just incompetent. Many flocked to Drax 14. Many saw him as the one who built the Shadow Imperium.
We'll settle this with a practice raid, Drax 14 ordered.
There were two teams, Drax 14's and Starboy 23's. Whoever won would have leadership of the Imperium. Naturally, the most skilled players got chosen by Drax 14. Everyone else, including me, was on Starboy 23's team. Against a superior foe, we had to achieve the most kills within half an hour. Fingers trembling on the mouse, sweat and adrenaline mixing into an inexplicable brew, I turned on my playlist. Indestructible by Disturbed was up first.
Turn it down, Mum called.
I took cover behind a crate.
Can't! I need to hear who's shooting me! If you concentrated like this in school...
Her voice was drowned out by the sound of laser fire.
Fall back,
I ordered. A commando pursued us, leaping from cover to cover. Every laser blast from my weapon was expertly dodged. A grenade, a roaring explosion. I'm dead.
We're completely fucked,
Starboy 23 called. Huddled in an abandoned warehouse, enemies closing in, my music clashed with laser fire, grenades and the clashing of blades. The sweat was unrelenting. The adrenaline overflowing. Stabbed, blown up, killed and teabagged. But like the men of Ossawiak Fortress, we fought on. With a swift slash from the torso, I killed an enemy.
Oi, XMA, one-on-one, mate, enticed Drax 14.
Sure.
A dance of blades, katana against the broadsword. Parry, dodge, both of us trying to outmaneuver the other. I lunge and suddenly I'm dead. I didn't even see it. Drax 14 felled me with a cruel stab to the chest. Their forces overwhelmed us. Drax 14 had won the day. I rested my head against the desk. Drax 14 gave his inauguration speech, but I couldn't watch it without suffering a desolate void of pain. I paced around my room.
It's not fair. If I hadn't been born with this bullshit, I'd have won.
A stray tear slid down my face.
Look at me. Talking to myself. I'm insane, I said aloud. Just want a normal life. Average height, some friends, no bloody autism. Is that too much to ask?
Behind a veil of self-loathing, I desired control in a seemingly unforgiving world. Or perhaps I wanted what all humans secretly and sometimes unknowingly covet. Power.